542 at AM 800 CKLW. This is Winter Now. I'm Melanie DeVoe. I think a lot of people in our community are probably familiar with the name Lou Tortola. He was involved for a very long time with Habitat for Humanity and many other community groups. He's a local businessman. And now he can add novelist to his long list of credentials. And he joins us now to tell us about his first novel, A Bridge of Time. Hi, Lou.
Hello, Melanie. How are you?
I'm very well. I had no idea that you were a writer as well.
Well, you know, this is something that I've been wanting to do for many years, and finally I've been able to complete this project, and I'm very, very excited and very proud of what I've done with it.
I have to tell you, you're responsible for my not seeing the Michael Jackson interview last night.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I read 38 chapters of the book last night. I would have finished it, but my husband said, go to bed already.
Oh, wow.
I really am enjoying it, and if I wasn't, I wouldn't say anything. I think it's fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much. It's the kind of reaction that I'm receiving, and I'm so excited and overwhelmed with, because when I first wrote this, I liked it, and I was having fun with it. But I never really thought that perhaps it was going to have so much success and a lot of great feedback. And I think the first indicator was when the editor in San Diego that worked with it, who was the published author and an editor with HarperCollins, looked at it and said, this is amazing, this is perfect. And she really didn't change much of the story other than tighten it up all the way through, and she did a great job. But her first reaction was what really got me excited, and it's been uphill since then. It's just been amazing.
I can't believe it. It's the first novel. It's really incredible. Now, I'd like you to tell the listeners a little about it, because I'm afraid if I do, I might give away too much. So why don't you describe the novel?
Well, I guess it's hard to do that without giving a lot away, but it is a real fun story about someone who's trapped in time. The setting is the Natural Bridge in Virginia. My family and I visited the bridge in 99, and I was inspired by its sheer beauty and the magnificence of it. You know, it's just an amazing natural, actually it is one of the seven natural wonders of the world. It's over 200 feet tall, 90 feet wide, and it spans a canyon. Imagine a rock bridge spanning like the Grand Canyon. So when I first saw it, I was just overwhelmed and inspired by it. And that evening when I left the location, a story came to mind, which would be how someone would be trapped within this bridge and travel through time. And so the novel commences with an infant being lost in time, and then it progresses through an individual who returns in the turn of the century and is trapped in that time frame, and how that individual tries to return to his family, and who he encounters when he arrives, you know, in the 18th century and what have you. And I did a lot of research for the book and the story, and I had so much fun putting it together. I really enjoyed that whole thing. It's hard to, I'm not sure what else I can say without giving the whole story away.
I think that's a good description of it, and how people's lives are intertwined.
Yeah, lot of intertwining. I'm an avid moviegoer, and I love good quality films, and a lot of the stories that I've seen over time that have really captivated my attention, I've called back, you know, that kind of pattern, and wanted to have an innovative twist to this story, and I think I've accomplished that, and I'm really excited about it, you know, the way it's turned out.
It's really good. I mean, you have accomplished that, and I love the way certain things keep repeating themselves throughout the book, and it's great. It really is. How long did it take you from start to finish?
Well, there's a couple of events that occurred during the writing of this book that were amazing and almost even life-changing. In 99, when I visited the location that evening, I sat down for a couple of hours and wrote like a bullet point list of the storyline that I thought could be the story. And then I left that alone for maybe 3 months. And 3 or 4 months later, I said, you know, I should start writing my thoughts on that story. And I started writing what I thought would be kind of a visual screenplay. And then that manifested itself into more of a novel. And I worked on it for the end of 99 for a few months, and then put it aside and didn't really touch it in 2000, and then in 2001 I spent a little bit of time with it, and then in 2002, in November of 2001, something happened. I wrote about a friend of mine in Italy who's my dearest friend in the world, And I wrote about him in the story. He's the Italian boy that the main character recalls.
Right, Cosmo.
Cosmo. Well, you know, he the book has been dedicated in his memory. He's my age, 41, and 2 weeks after I wrote about him, he was he died in a tragic accident.
Oh.
And I flew to Italy on an hour's notice to his funeral, and his funeral just was totally responsible for ensuring that the book was finished. And so in 2002, I dedicated my attention to completing it in the first few months, and I did. And then we spent about 3 months with editing and publishing, and then it was printed in October of 2002. So as far as the timeline, it was about 3 years, but as far as actual time, probably about 300 man hours, like about 300 hours of real attention over 3 years.
Well, I'm really enjoying it, and I can't wait to get home tonight and finish it. And for those of you who want to pick up a copy, and I really recommend you do, there are two book signings that Lou's going to be doing. One is tomorrow at Chapters at 3 p.m., and then the following Sunday, February 16th, at 3 p.m. at Chapters. Lou, it's a wonderful book.
Thank you so much.
It's called A Bridge of Time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Lou Tartola, the book's called A Bridge of Time. It really is good. It's 5:49.